Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is WebSphere Integration Developer Version 6.2 Installation and Upgrade Issues and Best Practices. Today's presenter is Ying Zhao. Ying has been supporting WebSphere Integration Developer since 2006. She has gained resourceful experience in the area of product installation and upgrade. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Ying.
Thank you, Joseph. Good morning, everybody. As Joseph has already introduced about today's session, this session is about talking about issues around WebSphere Integration Developer, or in short, WID 6.2, in terms of installation and upgrade. The materials I'm going to present here is mainly based on our experience while working with customers who come across problems while installing or upgrading their products version 6.2. So by attending today's session, we hope that you can take back something and have a better understanding of the product and how it works in when you want to install and upgrade products, and how hopefully by have this knowledge that will help you try to avoid some of the common pitfalls that may run into during the product installation or upgrade. Or if you do encounter problems, you have some learned, some basic technique to that may help you to try to solve the problem, do some basic problem analysis when you encounter this sort of problems. So moving on to slide number 2, this chart shows us today's overall agenda. So we'll start off talking about the installation infrastructure at the high architecture level for the WebSphere Integration Developer installation. Then, moving on, we basically will divide the rest of the presentation based on the common practices that's been followed by most of our customers in their corporation. That's usually the installation process is going to be divided into the planning stage and the actual execution stage. And if the users do come across some problems during the either installation or update, then maybe there's another third stage will take place. That's the problem troubleshooting stage. And this presentation will be wrapped up in the recommendation session. So moving on to slide number 3, we're going to talk about the overall architectural structure for the installation. The WebSphere Integration Developer is a Eclipse-based product. The installation infrastructure is actually supported by this common framework that's been implemented by IBM Installation Manager. What I'm showing here is the screenshot that I have taken that simply shows you from the end user point of view what he or she sees on the screen, that the installation manager helps the end user simply performing those tasks such as installing, updating, or performing updates, performing some modifications on the Eclipse-based products. So in short, IBM Installation Manager is a central control that on the user's behalf help user to accomplish those tasks easier and in a more efficient fashion. Moving on to slide number 4. When we are talking about IBM Installation Manager, there are 3 concepts that I would like to address here. Basically, the very first concept is package. Package, in my opinion, is something quite similar or equivalent to a product. It's one of the basic units for the packaging unit for a product. And the second concept I would like to associate it with IBM Installation Manager is the package group. Package group is the actual referring to the actual physical location where we can install a package, a product package into this physical location. What we need to take into account is that within one single package group, we can actually install several multiple packages into one single package group. But in order to be able to do that, there's always requirement that requires those packages to be compatible with each other to allow such a capability. And normally, IBM Installation Manager will manage such compatibility among those packages on the end user's behalf. The third very important concept within Installation Manager is the shared resource directory concept. This is actually also another physical directory on your system. That's where all of the Eclipse products that's being installed by Installation Manager use this specific physical location to store the resources that all these Eclipse products can share among themselves. Two issues I would like to address on this side, and sometimes some users may overlook, is that when you are trying to install a package into a package group for the very first time, that's the only one time you have the chance to choose the actual location package group should physically reside on your system. And once you have specified where this package group is, you simply don't have a chance to change it. And more importantly, another point is regarding the location for shared resource directory. You specify it also one time when you install the very first Eclipse product package on your system. That's where you specify where the shared resource directory is. And since after you install the very first product package, you may add more and more other packages on your system. There's a very high potential that this shared resource directory may grow over time significantly. So it's always recommended that you save the largest disk that has the sufficient spare space for this shared resource directory. Moving on to slide number 5. This slide simply just summarizes some of the key features that we can leverage by using IBM Installation Manager to help us manage our installation or update. Basically, we see that Installation Manager is also built on Eclipse technology. It takes advantages of this mature technology. And as I have touched base on before, the Installation Manager can, on the end user's behalf, help user to manage the compatibilities between the products to be installed within one package group. That makes the shell sharing a lot easier and convenient from the end user's standpoint. And using Installation Manager itself uses this specific design structure as a repository where it stores the product installation images or the files or the zip files that can be applied as an update on your existing products within those repository. And the Installation Manager can simply go on and download those files from the repository and go on assemble the corresponding product package and proceed with installing or updating those files on the end user's system in such fashion, because from downloading until the installation, everything is centrally managed by the installation manager. Such fashion is more reliable compared to previous approach to the installation and update. In addition, within installation manager, there's silent install capability being enabled with installation manager that makes the massive deployment of a product physically feasible. With installation manager, another benefit is that you can install multiple products or multiple product packages just by one single operation. In one execution of the installation manager, those product packages will be installed within one single package group. So in this way, you should take into account the product packages that will be installed simultaneously in one operation should be compatible with each other. And we'll go into this more in detail in the future slide. Moving on to slide number 6. After we discussed about the fundamental installation structure that's been supported by Installation Manager, we'll touch base on the WID installation infrastructure. Basically, as we have already mentioned before, WID, the product itself, is a CLIPS-based product. Thus, it allows the product itself to share resources with other Eclipse-based products. And this product installation mechanism also leverage the existing framework that's been provided by Installation Manager, so that its installation and product update are actually supported by the fundamental installation manager infrastructure. Specific to version 6.2 of What's Your Integration Developer, this version of the product is a functional extension of Rational Application Developer version 7.5.1. So in terms of being able to install within one single package group, so in a show sharing fashion with other Eclipse-based products, the other products should also be compatible with a Rational Application Developer 7.5.1. And in the next slide, I'm going to show you the compatible versions of the other products that can coexist in the shell sharing fashion with the Webster Integration Developer 6.2. And if you do have already a previous version of Webster Integration Developer, so you want to have Webster Integration Developer 6.2 on your system, the 6.2 installation doesn't provide a direct update path to allow you to update your existing previous version of WID to a new version 6.2. So in this case, if you want, you can use Installation Manager install version 6.2 into a new package group so that the current version 6.2 do coexist with the previous version, but in different package groups. So let's moving on to slide number 7. This slide simply gives us some high-level overview that other products can coexist with WID 6.2 in the same single package group. And slide number 8, basically, this slide, simply from the install and update point of view, the key functionalities that the WebSphere installation developer 6.2 installation process supports. Basically, if the WID 6.2 is the first product package that is going to be installed on your system, normally automatic installation manager style auto-install will be kicked up automatically. But if you do have installation manager that is already being installed on your system, basically the 6.2 installation process will simply provide automatic update to upgrade your installation manager to the version that is compatible with the 6.2 WID install. If you kick off the installation process from the launch pad that's been provided in the installation image, basically the installation process will be able have the knowledge to look up for the default location of the repository, pull the files from the repository, assemble the required product package, and put this product package with version 6.2 on your system. And in addition to that, the installation manager that's been installed on your system also has the knowledge of the default location of those service repositories where all the update fix packs for the product with 6.2 are located. So when you need to update your existing product 6.2, you launch installation manager, it will go look for those default service repositories locations and collect the information and download the files needed for you and apply those fixes or fix packs on your existing product. Also, another quite important point I would like to mention here is that the installation for WebSphere Integration Developer can be roughly divided into two portions. The first portion is the installation for the development tool, and the second portion is the installation for the testing environment, that is the runtime testing and debugging and tool. Even so, for these two parts install and update for these two portions, we can use the installation manager to centrally manage the install and update. On slide number 9, we are going to quickly discuss the high-level installation of the test environment. First of all, just some quick key features of the test environment. Test environment is a functional extension for the WebSphere application server architecture. With this version, 6.2 version, the test environment, it provides the consistent deployment and administrative model for both the remote and local servers. And to config your test environment, you can do it through the WebSphere administrative console. In addition to all these features, the test environment itself also has an integrated test client embedded as part of its function to make the application testing and debugging quite handy and sufficient in the test environment. Moving on to slide number 10. This one simply shows us from the installation point of view, the test environment installation, as I mentioned before, it is a separate installation as opposed to the general web development tool installation. And as a separate product package to be installed, its installation is actually optional. You can install the test environment by using response file so that to enable that silent install capability. And during the test environment installation, the install process actually behind the scene will go some extra mile to config or create and config some default runtime profiles or install some additional optional runtime features. Those pre-configuration that's done by the installation process, simply the goal is to make the testing and debugging of the application quick and simply to be accomplished during the application development time. So, moving on to slide number 11. From here, we're going to simply follow the common practices that's been followed by most of our customers while they are planning and further on to put the product with 6.2 on their environment. Roughly, as mentioned before, this process usually consists of three stages: the planning stage, the actual execution stage, and the troubleshooting stage. On slide number 11, we're showing you here some of the key steps in terms of what's needed, the bare minimum that's needed in the planning stage. What I would like to emphasize here is the importance of gather the information from the relevant associated document, such as the release notes or the install update information that can be easily accessed from the What's Your Info Center. I would like to stress the importance of getting both information so that you will be able to have a better understanding of how this product should work and what I should do to make it work, and that makes it easy for you to analyze your current environment and develop a suitable, reasonable product deployment plan to suit your specific need within your enterprise. And quite commonly, especially when we are supporting the product, we do realize that some of our customers come across problems that their product installation failed simply just due to they have failed to unzip the installation images into one single directory as what we have required documented in our existing product installation document, and due to failure to do so, their installation failed. So that's why I would like to bring up this point to emphasize the importance of review the relevant product documents so that you get a thorough understanding of the product before you can even go on proceed with the actual operation. So moving on to slide number 12. This slide simply gives us some quick overview on the points and specific issues and concerns in regards to what we need to take into consideration when we are planning to have this specific product, What's Your Integration Developer 6.2, installed on our system. In the keynotes, like underneath, basically, this information, details of this information can all be found on the associated install and update guide that's coming from the What's Your Info Center. The only point that I would like to bring up here is the final point in terms of packaging the existing What's Your Integration Developer installation image into a new package. At the moment, we only support the IBM packaging utility that allows you to repackaging the WIRD installation image into IAM repository and upload those repository into somewhere in your internet, and you can access this repository centrally and manage your product installation or update over there. Other than IBM packaging utility, other third-party MSI packaging utility at the moment, unfortunately, we don't support. On to slide number 13. Now we have discussed the important issues to be considered in the planning stage. We moving on to talking about the how do we tracking the actual installation or the update process, the progress of the process. Basically, before we put on the system, put on the product on our system, we want to make sure that our system actually fulfills all the needs that allows us to complete successful installation or update from end to end. Normally, we observed that sometimes our users may neglect to make sure that there are no other idle processes or some processes that may running that can have interference consequence that interfere with the installation or update process. And sometimes the users may also simply just fail to notice that their system may not have sufficient resources in terms of disk space, the memory size, to be able to accommodate a product such as the WIRD 6.2. And one other point I would like to bring up here is the user ID that you use to install the process, install the product, WebSphere Integration Developer 6.2, should have sufficient user privilege to be able to do so. And in particular, if you are in a coexistence environment and you're having several Eclipse-based products installed or to be installed by installation manager, it's recommended that you keep one single ID to be used to install all those products altogether. The other part I would like to point out are the physical locations of the binary files of the installation manager and for the WebSphere integration developer files. The locations, what I'm showing here are the common locations by default where those files are. And in addition to the binary files that's been installed on the system, the installation manager itself will, on top of it, create what is so-called the installation data directory. In this data directory, simply, this is the place where the installation manager internally keeps track of what the product packages have been installed on this particular one single system and what the current status of these products are. So moving on to slide number 14, this slide simply shows the physical location for the installation data directory. And in the more technical term, this one can also be called agent data location. And more specifically, there's a log directory within this installation data directory. And this one is of crucial interest to both users and IBM support in terms of tracking your installation or update process, or when you need to actually perform problem determination. Moving on to slide number 15. This slide simply gives us the physical location for the binary files of the test environment, and also by default where the physical location of the default profiles that to be created by the installation process. And in addition to that, there are some runtime installation logs that's also created during the process of either the test environment installation or during the process of the test environment upgrade. One thing I would like to point out is that even though along the side during the installation process, those runtime logs being created, furthermore, the information that's been logged in those runtime logs are actually echoed into the master installation manager logs. So when we want to actually perform problem analysis on a failed install or update, the installation manager log is still the starting point for us to start to delve into problems. And knowing another benefit of knowing where those logs are, what I have noticed is that, especially during the test environment install, sometimes the progress bar just seems to completely halt, and users may not have thorough understanding of what's going on behind the scene. So if you do know where these logs are, you probably can simply bring up the Windows Explorer and go to the file system and see the file size of these logs and the timestamp of these logs are changing. So it's quite heartening if you do understand the process is going on, rather than from the surface when you're looking at the process bar from the installation wizard, that the process just from the surface appeared to be completely run into a halt. So moving on to slide number 16, this is where we're going to talk about the problem determination. If as a user you do run into problem when you're trying to install or update your product Webster Integration Developer, the some of the general techniques what I usually as the user myself would first start to proceed start with are those several steps. And as mentioned before, I would like to first of all just make sure there are no other process that's running that may interfere with my install or update. I will check my system that has sufficient resource to be able to accommodate a product such as the Webster Integration Developer, and also I may need to bring the system administrator in case there's special security and network configuration that need to be taken into consideration. And as mentioned before, one single ID that has sufficient privilege that's to be used to install all the product packages to be put on one single system. And the last point in terms of the runtime fixes for the test environment, for this specific version, 6.2, if you do have runtime fixes that's been applied on your test environment using the Webster Update installer, afterwards, if you do want to apply the fix pack on your test environment, the existing runtime fixes will not sabotage your fix pack application by using the installation manager. However, such statement may not be true and may not be applicable to some of the previous Webster installation developer. And the knowledge of that some of the runtime fixes had been applied using the WebSphere Update installer may also come into handy if you do need to ask the IBM product support to help you diagnose the test environment update and let them know that you have some special cases to be considered when they are doing the problem determination on your behalf. So on slide number 17, here I'm showing you some of the further information that you may be interested in order to delve into problem determination in terms of the failed installation or update for the product. Basically, I have shown you where the physical location of the installation manager logs are. And here, basically, I'm showing you some of the more detailed details of what these logs are and what the information that has been recorded in those logs. And one thing is that with the installation manager, you can simply bring up the installation manager and it has that GUI tool to make it easier for you to review the messages that's been recorded in those logs. Sometimes another issue I would like to bring about here is that sometimes we do come across issues that even though the installation process has prompted user that the product installation has been completed successful, but user do come across from time to time the problem of bring up the test environment. And mostly in those situations, what the user need to do is simply to recreate the runtime profiles that should be actually automatically being created during the installation process. How to manually create those profiles, what we can proceed is simply bring up the profile managing tool that's residing BI_V62 bin profile management and bring up that management tool and follow the GUI tool step by step following the wizard and to create the profile that's suitable for your testing and developing need. Another issue is that if you do want to bring up the installation manager to install the product or update the product, sometimes you may run into the installation manager doesn't respond or its response is quite sluggish. In this type of scenario, you can simply reinstall the installation manager, which is going to be discussed in the future slide. And by all means, if all your endeavors fail, your last resort probably is manually remove all of the installed product packages and the installation manager and clean up your system so that you can actually start off from clean and reinstall the environment. And normally what we're seeing here, this approach comes to handy if you do have a complex coexistence environment. You simply don't have enough time to actually dive into those problems and spend significant amount of time to bring your system back to its normal working stage. So on slide number 18, this slide gives us the detailed steps of what's needed to be able to reinstall the installation manager as we discussed previously. This information, the detail actually is based on a tech note that's from the Rational support site. On to slide number 19. As we mentioned before, if we do need to manually uninstall the the current information. This slide gives us the detailed steps, how we should do to clean up our environment. And on slide number 20, this one simply tells us if we do have the test environment installed on our system, then special care is needed to take care of that so that we can clean up the test environment out of our, if we want to perform a manual uninstall of our current environment. On to slide number 21. This one simply highlights some of the recommendation that as a user myself, and based on our observation with helping our customers with coming across problems with install and update, we highlight some of those recommendations, and most of those recommendations, is the points here are quite common sense, and the details for those points are discussed in our previous slides. Here, the coming slide, number 22, we have some additional resources, and if you do need some additional information regarding installation and update, you may refer to this resource. And on slide number 23, as a final word, I would like to say special thanks to Amy and Pramod from the development team for helping me to make this presentation feasible. So this wraps up today's presentation. Let me turn over the control to Joseph. Thank you.
Thank you, Ying, for a great presentation. At this point, Becca, we would like to open the lines for questions.
At this time, I show no questions.
Thank you, Becca. Now, I do see a question in the group chat, so I'm going to read the question out. The question is from Shahan, and the question is there any tool to package the WebSphere integration developer and distribute to developer community? So, Ying, are you able to answer that question?
Yeah, this, as mentioned before, at the moment, We have only one tool that can use with the WebSphere integration developer. That's called the IBM Packaging Utility. That's the only packaging tool that users can use to repackaging the installation image and make it into an IAM repository. And this repository usually would recommend to upload to some internet site, and in that way, or maybe some other fashion you can distribute this repository among the development community. And other MSI third-party packaging tool, unfortunately, at the moment, we don't support.
Thank you, Ying. And at this time, since we have no further questions, we will conclude the presentation.